The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ding dong.
What?
Ding dong.
I thought that was a good turn to do that.
He's like, I've been saving that up
all day.
There's
been noises happening. I had to contribute.
I did have my noise. Yeah, you like, in the memory. Yeah. All I got is a ding dong.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
What?
What, Doug?
It's time to get busy here.
Whoa, hey, get busy time.
Turn the cameras on. I'm pulling it out. No. Oh, you mean on this?
This is our weekly
not that kind of get busy.
Weekly iTunes review contest.
Oh, that kind of busy.
Giving away some boxer briefs.
Fine.
And some t-shirts.
Oh, t-shirts.
No, t-shirts.
Just t-shirts.
People are going to think we're giving away.
Plural? Are we giving one away or two?
Oh, well, you know how it works.
Okay.
If we get a lot of reviews, sometimes I give out extra ones.
Or ones you really like, you mean?
Yeah, that too.
Okay, let's who won?
But this week only 6 reviews.
Oh.
All right, so who wins? Six. Let's call them out.
Yeah, well, Yeehaw McKickass.
He deserves one.
Yeah, definitely
gets one. Don't you win a t-shirt.
Yeah, a t-shirt.
Very
so
good.
You win!
Provide your name, your iTunes review name, your address. Send it over to mindpumpradio@gmail.com. One more review I would like to give a shirt to.
Wait.
Who? You only said one, Doug.
Yeah.
What's up with all this additional stuff?
Well, sometimes I'm just a sucker for a silver tongue.
Yeah. I know that. We review them together.
I read all these. Well,
this one, think about it. The guy used his name in iTunes as Mind Pumps the Awesomeness. Awesome.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah, I don't remember
Mind Pumps
this one.
The Awesomeness.
Let me hear what this one
said. That's a good name.
What did he say?
What
Doug?
Did he say?
I'll be honest.
I'm going to skip the headline, which says Doug will forever be the Mind Pump.
What do you mean skip it? Back that up. Dougie boy.
Whoa. What are we doing here?
Wait, what happened?
No, it was a really good review.
Let's hear this review one more time.
It was so good.
It starts out really good. It says, not listening to Mind Pump is like throwing a baseball at a baby.
Whoa.
Mind Pump is the best podcast for real fitness info and some stupid hilarious jokes.
Oh, good.
Stupid.
Awesome
hilarious.
Hosts.
I feel like you're selling it right now, Doug.
I know. Yeah.
And an amazing producer.
Oh, no wonder we're giving this t-shirt.
Wait, he says, wait. He does always underpromise and overperform. His dick must be huge.
No. Wait a minute.
Did he add that?
What?
You can read it for yourself.
What was that?
Did you just make that shit up?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Wait a minute. How does he know?
Yeah. It's awesome in a cult classic kind of way.
The bald eagle has spoken.
Listen to these guys for 13 hours straight, twice. On the drive to and from New Mexico to California, and won't stop listening till they stop producing.
Oh, I like it.
It's a beautiful review.
Hold on a second.
That's
hold
commitment.
On. But let's see. Come on, guys. Let's be honest now. The only reason why Doug's giving that is because the guy said he had a big dick.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. I feel like Doug.
I confess.
You're being a little bit of a tyrant.
Say Doug has a big D.
I need all the compliments I can get.
I agree. Yeah. Tripod. Go ahead and give him the shirt.
Yeah. He got the shirt. All right, guys.
They figured you out.
MindPumpRadio@gmail.com. Send your details.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Pump. This show's featuring Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer,
woo-woo,
Justin Andrews.
Yeah, boy.
And the always vascular Doug Eggy.
Yeah.
Adam, I need you to I need you to
pay attention, please.
I'm paying attention, bro. What do you want to ask me a question?
I like your Santa hat.
Like that?
Yeah. He's very festive.
I do. I came home, you know, my lady had done
jingly balls.
Did the house up, so it was all festive when I got home.
Do you guys, did she decorate the shit out of the house?
You know, I was the one who got her into it. Now she's really into it.
You decorated the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Favorite Christmas movie? Go.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Christmas Story.
Yep, yeah. Me too.
Jingle all the way!
Yeah. Is that?
No, it's not.
It's not yours?
Joking.
What's yours?
Elf.
Elf.
Elf would be close.
Elf is okay. It's pretty good. No, Elf. But A Christmas Story is like, you know why?
I mean, that's classic.
It's classic.
Yeah, I was kind of, I'm kind of bored with it. Yeah.
When he drops the bolts, fudge.
Elf is good though too. That's one of my favorite.
That's
ones
like my new one. Yeah,
It's a good go to.
So does your do you guys decorate the hell out of your house, Justin?
Not the hell out of it, but you know, we do an okay job. Yeah,
dude, my wife goes crazy.
Yeah, we go crazy,
bro. Soap dispensers. Freaking towels.
Oh, really?
Freaking lights.
She'd get along with my mom.
We've got two nativity scenes. We've got freaking two Christmas trees. We've got, it's like, oh, she goes off. And my daughter inherited this, you know, decorating gene because it's my daughter's favorite thing to do is to help her do this. And they'll just, and me and my son get into the tree and we do it. And then it's like halfway through when we're kind of done with that part, me and him are sitting down watching TV while they continue doing the rest because it's just a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
I appreciate it.
It is a lot.
I don't appreciate that I have 1,200 boxes in the in the garage.
I'm in charge of cutting the tree down, putting it in there, setting it up, leaving it the hell alone.
Do you put lights on the outside of the house?
Yep, and I do that too.
Now, do you do a lot of lights or do you just do like I do where I just do one line?
I do it. Yeah, no, actually, I go all the way up, you know, the front and the side of the house and then down the railing. So, yeah, it's kind of a lot. I mean, it's more than just the front.
Your house is all lighted up?
Adam.
Fuck.
That's right.
My name's Adam,
bro.
That's Justin over there, and this is Doug over here.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, bro. Listen, I need to stop with the Kermit references.
We have lights out. We have lights outside. We have some. Although the lights, we don't go crazy outside. Pretty basic as far as one strip of line or one line on the roof or whatever.
You do a line on the roof.
Yeah,
yeah. On the pretty roof. Much. not like your Halloween style, huh?
We get pretty crazy though. We get the inside is when you come in, it's. Looks like, you know, Santa Claus threw up all over the house for sure.
Santa's banging Rudolph.
Yeah, it looks like
out the front lawn.
We have three Christmas trees in the house. We have, you know, we've got snow everywhere, like the fake, like, you know, snow looking thing all over any sort of like,
fiberglass that
chairs
cuts
or curtains.
People.
Gives you cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Asbestos, you know, it's everywhere.
I'm into all those little houses too that have lights inside of them that light up that you plug in and stuff. So I got all those set up everywhere.
Cool. So do you help with the decorations then?
Well, I started my girl on it, and it kind of shot myself in the foot because when we used to have Christmas at my house, and when her and I first met, I still had my place, and we come over, and I used to do my house up all, and you know she got into it with me, and she's like, "Oh, this is so cool! She never really did this." And then when we went to her, when I sold my house, moved in with her, she kind of carried the tradition over, and at that time, what it's been like for me the last couple of years, I've been just busy as fuck, and so it's quite the chore to set all of that up. And you know, the last year, it was a hard year for us to do it, and then this year was another one where she's like, "I want it done by this day." I'm like, "Look what I did!" She never used to do this. Now she does it. And now she's like, "I want it up. I love it."
Well, let
so
me
much.
Ask you this: if she, because now she does a lot of it, right?
Yeah.
If she didn't. Even though you're busy, would you find yourself saying, okay, I want to do this?
I would. I would knock it out eventually.
Because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
See, if I lived alone, you wouldn't be able to know. You'd walk in my house, you'd have zero idea what freaking holiday it was, what season. You wouldn't have no idea.
Yeah, no. I did it when I was a single bachelor. You know, that's what I said when I was at my house.
You decorate your house when you're a bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
Is this a wizard thing? Is it a wizard thing?
Well, it does lock down December pretty well.
Listen, I had like a holiday hungry man. And that was it.
That was your bro. I've bought one. I swear to God, I've bought one decoration my entire life. And the reason why I remember it because it wasn't a big deal, but everybody made such a big deal about it because they're like, "Oh my God, what the hell are you doing, Sal?" I was at the grocery store and they had these, you know, those like mesh bags of cinnamon scented pine cones that you see sometimes. For whatever, I smelled it
like a noxious fume.
I'm like, that smells almost, good. That smells know, good. So I bought it and I just put it. You know, I put it in the house, and everybody's like, "What the fuck?
Wow, it's really cinnamony in here.
What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, "It smells good, right? Like, did you just buy a Christmas decoration?" I'm like, I guess.
That's funny.
And that was it.
That was the only.
That's how
time.
The Grinch stole Christmas.
That's how Chris. Oh, I like the Grinch. That's another fun. That's another good one.
The
to
Grinch.
Watch. Yeah, I do like.
Well,
the
see,
Jim,
when you,
Jim Carrey's Grinch.
When you have kids, it's fun because then you can watch, you know, these movies and stuff with them. It's pretty cool. It's a good time.
It's good.
What's the one with the Halloween guy?
Nightmare
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Before Christmas, yeah.
That's a great Christmas movie.
I haven't watched that in a long
time. It's creepy,
it's
actually.
It's kind of weird to associate it with that, but yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Apparently.
Yeah.
They labeled it that.
That's what it says.
It's a little more Halloween.
Christmassy to me.
It's a little more Halloweenish.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shh. Hold on, guys.
What?
You hear that?
I do.
Quah.
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 It is quah time.
Do it.
Bring it
all
on.
Right.
Hit us with the first question, oh Eagle Master.
Hit him with the yes, first indeed. Shot.
Eagle
Fire
Master.
Fire away.
Before you go with a question, Doug.
Yes.
I want everybody to stop what they're doing, and I want you guys to look at Doug's forearms. Look at those vascular
Holy
fucking forearms. Look at this guy. Looks all crazy.
He's like a nurse's wet dream.
He's like a fuck. Look at him.
Yeah.
Sexy. All right.
I'm a vampire and I'm
now
horny.
We got that covered. Cassidy H626. She's asking about back arch for bench press.
Damn, I thought we banned her. She gets too many
I know,
questions.
She has some great questions. We have to answer them, you know? And she's talking about if you're not a power lifter.
You know, we're going to make a trophy, and she's probably going to get it.
Yeah.
Is that one trophy I send you guys? The picture of that trophy?
The cock trophy?
No.
So, Cassidy, you guess what you get? You get that super cock trophy. If you could just leave your address in our DM box, we'll get that straight over to you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We it's huge, it's gold, and it flies, apparently.
We held Adam down and we made a cast. Anyway. So back arch.
Millions.
I want one.
Millions. We had to use a lot of gold to cover that bad boy.
Mine pump retires.
It cost
straight to the bank.
It cost $10 million to make that bad boy. It's a lot of gold.
That's when you know when shit's getting rough for us and we know
all
we're
right,
trying to get
Cassidy, it. They'll get to it.
Yeah. the Midas dick.
We're not
that's
starting
to from now on.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Back arch for the bench press.
Yeah.
Yes. Back arch for the bench press. Okay. So
I'm curious to hear all your opinion. I have my own.
So your butt needs to stay on the bench. Mm-hmm. So for people who aren't completely familiar with what's going on here. Your butt always stays on the bench, even if you're a powerlifter and you compete. Your hips come off the bench, disqualified. Okay, right. So butt is on the bench, upper back is on the bench, lower back should have a natural curve, and you should kind of brace that curve. And here is why. So yes, you should have an arch, but you don't have to go crazy
with
it. Not
an excessive one.
No, you don't have to go nuts with it, unless, of course, you are a powerlifter.
Yeah.
But you do want to drive into the floor, embrace that arch. Because number one, it stabilizes you. But here's the number two reason. This is actually the main reason. When you have that natural arch, it puts you at an angle to where your scapula retracts.
Yeah, that's what I'm
better.
Looking for. Right.
If your back is flat, it rolls your shoulders forward, your scapula spread, and then it sets you up for shoulder problems. So it's actually biomechanically not
it's
as
hammering
good.
The shoulders
right.
hard.
It's much better biomechanically to have an arch in your back.
Yeah, and plus too the benefit of like you said, driving your feet into the ground too. I mean, it's just the more you can incorporate a full body approach to these lifts, you know, the better off you're going to do from a strength perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I get myself in the position like you said, normal bench press position. My feet. My feet are on the floor, but then I'll actually bring them back a little bit to where I'm actually pushing right here
with your toes.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
So just a little bit, and then I'll take my hand straight up towards the bar, like I'm touching the bench press bar in front of me, and then I'll pull them back and squeeze pinch my scapula all the way back together, and then that kind of it actually creates a little bit more of an arch, more than the natural. So I had the natural one already, and then by retracting the scapula more, it creates just a little bit more of a natural arch.
So you're nice and open.
Yeah, just opened up, and then that's the position.
Just like we like you.
That's the position.
Ready
when
to
you
receive.
See these guys that are arching extreme arches just to get up, just so they can get a little extra weight up. But to me, it's even if you're a power lifter, your ass has to stay on the bench in order to can
regardless.
Yeah,
but I've seen some power lifters that do a pretty fucking ridiculous arch. Yeah. I mean, no, you don't need to overdo it.
Oh, my God. That video that went viral, that stupid idiot that was,
they're just taking advantage of the rules.
It's just it. Yeah, it's a manipulation, So that's probably what she's kind of referring to, seeing these dumb videos where kids are just, like, trying to cheat.
And in that case, it's definitely stupid. It's stupid for anyone to do it, whether you're a powerlifter or not.
Well, I've heard people, I've had clients tell me, it hurts my back. I need to have it flat on the bench, and they'll put their feet up on the bench. If your back is hurting from a natural arch, number one, there's a problem there. But number two, you're not bracing your core.
Right.
You're just focusing on the arch. Okay, there's a difference between
passive in the lift.
Right. There's a difference between arching your back and bracing your core while arching your back. And let me explain. The way you brace your core while you're arched in that position, pretend like someone's going to poke you in the stomach or tickle you. What do? You kind of bear down and brace. That's it. That's how you brace your core. And you'll find that the lower back
strain.
You're
trying really hard not to poop.
Or poop. Yeah. And it'll brace your core and it'll take that shearing feeling off of the lower back. You did say pinch the shoulder blades back. I also want to say this. Pinch them back and bring them down also.
Yeah.
So depressing. You're squeezing the shoulder blades down, back and down, like you're putting them in your back pocket. That's the best way to squeeze the shoulder blades back. Otherwise, you see people tend to shrug when they're trying to do it, and then they just get weird shit also.
Which I feel like that angle kind of creates that too. When you have that slight arch, it is kind of down and back almost naturally when you
right.
when
it
you
should
try.
Be. Yeah. Exactly.
101_South. Does taking aspirin or Tylenol infrequently affect your gains?
Do you think they live off of Freeway 101 in South?
I don't know. That'd be cool.
I live off of 101 in South.
So this I know where this question is coming from. So there's been some studies.
I do too. 101 South, dude.
I believe we did an episode on this a while ago.
No, I don't. I don't. This I'm actually.
We've mentioned
you did
a
blog post, I think.
Oh, we never did an episode.
No,
on
we. Oh, yeah, but we did refer to as far as like taking aspirin because I remember the study that was talking about like athletes that were constantly taking aspirin.
It was ibuprofen,
right? Mm-hmm. And then basically what happened is they weren't producing a lot of inflammation, which then didn't significantly change as far as like promoting the environment for change as far as muscle development is concerned, right?
Right.
In comparison to the other case study.
That was the theory. That's the theory behind the results of the study, because the results of the study showed that athletes who utilize or take anti-inflammatory NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which, by the way, Tylenol doesn't go in that category, although Tylenol may have the similar effect. But NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen, you know, those types of drugs, otherwise known as ibuprofen, would be known as Advil, or which one's naproxen? Aleve? I think that's the trade name.
Like Bayer? Not Bayer. Yeah.
No, Bayer's aspirin.
That's right.
So they found that athletes that take them before training for long periods of time, they get less results. They don't build as much muscle. Then over time, they get worse injuries. They start to get things like tendon ruptures and joint degeneration over time. And the theory behind it, which has been backed by other studies, is that you know the inflammatory signal exists for a reason. Now, too much inflammation isn't good. But if we block the inflammatory signal from happening, we're also blocking the signal that tells your body to repair, rebuild, and strengthen. That's an integral part of the whole signaling system. That's one of the reasons, for example, why getting too many cortisone shots in your joint, you know, if you have a bad shoulder or whatever, over time will cause, degeneration of that joint. It's very similar. So this is where that question is coming from. Does it affect your gains if it's infrequent?
No.
No. Really, the studies were for people who took them every time they worked out.
Right.
And they did it for a long period of time. Yeah. And even then,
you don't want to be chronically inflamed. I mean, that's another serious problem.
That's a fucking great point, because if you're taking ibuprofen, you're having to take it before every workout. The last of your worries is the fact that you're not making as good a gains.
Right.
Like, why are you having to take ibuprofen before every workout?
Yeah.
You know, so
very good point.
Absolutely. So on a side note, by the way, interesting study on NSAIDs. Has nothing to do with this question, but they found that we've known for a long time that cannabis that's high in THC can cause memory loss, especially short-term memory for people who do it for long periods of time. And the reason is because it causes inflammation in the part of the brain that stores these types of memories. I believe it's the hippocampus. Taking ibuprofen with high doses of THC blocks that effect, and so they don't get the memory loss effects.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you're going to go blaze up a shit ton, you might want to take an ibuprofen before that.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Note to self.
You know.
Note to self.
little life hacks right there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Next up from 500 Days of Fuck You.
That's
yeah. Doug said it.
Excuse
I
me.
I said it.
Excuse
oh,
me.
I love when Doug swears. It turns me on.
Yeah.
Did you see the smart-ass answer I gave him for the first question he asked?
Yeah.
About some tips as far as becoming a personal trainer and being more.
Be a little more marketable.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. How about changing your name first?
Although we love to say it on this show.
Yeah, we do. Are MAPS anabolic triggering sessions really that important to do? About as important as brushing your teeth are, I guess.
Yeah. They're important.
What'd you say?
The foundational workouts are the meat and potatoes of your workouts, but the triggering sessions really take it to the next level. And the effect of the triggering sessions, the reason why they're so effective is because they're so frequent. So if you do them here and there, you're not going to get much benefit. You got to be real consistent with them because that's the benefit of them. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I can get away with not having an intense workout because I had a really intense workout the other day. If you're doing the intense foundational workouts, and you want to get the benefit of a triggering session, it's all about the frequency. That's what they bring to the table. It's that frequent, you know, levels of stimulation several times a day on the days that, you know, quote unquote, that are off. And they're low intensity. So they're not going to give you any other benefit than that. I mean, they're still low intensity. You're not going to be tearing muscle down and building them from them. You're just sending this real frequent signal. If you don't do them consistently, then you're not getting the benefit.
But that's very important for gains, though. I think people think that, you know, because they are doing the meat and potatoes, that the triggering sessions are just, oh, whatever, but they're not, oh, whatever. That's why it's designed and why it's unique and different than any other program you'll see, is because it is an important piece. Does it mean you can't just do foundation sessions and not see change in your body? No, of course not. You can definitely can, but most people that are going through
the program, we're about maximizing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Most people are all about the maximal gains. How do I get maximal gains? Well, that's how this was designed. It was designed to give you maximal gains the best way possible to do that.
Amplifies your signal. Why not do it?
Yeah, I always notice when I miss triggering sessions. Even if I do them, because I rarely miss a day of triggering sessions, but I have had times where instead of doing three, I'll do one. I notice a big difference when I do that. My muscles aren't as full. I don't recover as fast. I don't feel as lean. And so it's a pretty evident, you know, effect, and it's a pretty quick effect. If I miss a few days like that, then I kind of start to lose the effect. So it really reinforces to me that it's all about the frequency and consistency of frequency. So if you're going to utilize anabolic triggering sessions and you want to give it a chance, do it for a few weeks and be super consistent with them, and then watch what happens. Then you'll see what the effects are.
There you go.
Raising Autism asks how you feel about fitness celebrities that post crazy workouts that almost nobody else can do, and then they follow it up by some inspirational quote.
Like, you pussy, you can't do my workout. Boom.
How do you feel about that? Well, I would say the way we feel about that is why we created Mind Pump. a big reason why we did that is... because that is, and now we're in this social media world that is just, it's gone so crazy. I mean, it's nuts where we are today, where we were 5 years ago in the fitness world, and what's going out there with social media. And we kind of talked about this in a previous episode about the evolution of fitness and going back to ancient times and training the body for performance, and, you know, and then where we are now in time, where we went from, you know, the golden era of Arnold Schwarzenegger and training some really good movements, compound lifts and full body movements and exercises, to now this new era that we're in, where it's all about the glamour. You know, it's all about the fucking, you know, cool videos that you post and the cool music and the cool quotes that you put on it. It's like, try harder. Well, if you're not, you're a pussy. Yeah,
I'll tell you why they do it. I mean, because it works.
Because right? people
because
like to look at it.
People watch it and they like it and they get massive amounts of following from it. They get millions of people for just, you know, because it's a spectacle. You know, it's the thing is, it becomes about that person. It doesn't become about like how they can help people. Like, they throw the inspirational quote in there to try and relate. But really what it is, it's about that person. It's about what they're doing. It's about how awesome they are. Like, what we're about is the people. What is the best for you? Like, I know what's best for me. Duh. You know, I figured that out. I've mastered that, you know, but I'm not out there showing off and juggling and doing dumb shit just to get you to like me.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to give you something that you can apply and have a tool and forever be grateful for it. You know, that's what I want to be known for.
What you have to consider, there's a couple things. First of all, sometimes it's just them posting a crazy workout that they did, and then they're going to post an inspirational quote underneath. They're not telling you to do that workout. They're just showing you this crazy workout they did, and then they're going to do something underneath to inspire you to work harder. Unfortunately, a lot of people look at that and say, oh, I'm going to do what that guy's doing. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Then there's the idiots that actually tell people to do that shit.
Right.
And that's
what I was talking about. That's, the first, you right. know, is different.
That's where I have a problem, because they're not trainers. They don't understand. And we were talking about this. Look, when we design programs, you know, when we do programming for programs that we put out, we talked about that and how a lot of fitness celebrities, we were talking about this, remember, like, what are they doing when they're sitting down putting together the program?
Oh,
they're thinking to themselves, oh, this works for me, and I like this, and I love it when
this always kicks my ass when I do burpees followed by this or do that.
So I'm going to put it in this routine. When we're designing programs, ours is a collective. Look, here's the deal. A fitness celebrity's knowledge is based on their experience of training themselves, which they have a lot of experience training themselves.
Right.
So they're super knowledgeable about one person of training. Our knowledge is based upon the experience of training
thousands and thousands. So now let's do the math on that.
Right.
It's exponential.
Right. So if we're going to put together, you know, or make a recommendation, we know that, only about 10% of the people listening would probably be able to do that. And about 90% of the people will fry themselves or get hurt, or we know it's not a good idea to put these two exercises back to. Look, there's a reason why. And I know people that squat and deadlift on the same day, but there's a reason why their squats and deadlifts are on separate days in MAPS.
Yeah.
Because the vast majority of people who squat with any type of intensity or deadlift with any type of intensity on the same day,
torched.
You're going to get lumbar problems. You're going to get low back issues. It's just a lot of work in the posterior chain.
Well, that's the other problem that I have with these is most of these, if you know, fitness celebrities, they put together a workout that is solely based off of intensity. It's solely based off of how hard of a workout, and the reason why they continue to get millions of people following them and buying their books and shit like that is because it is hard. And that most people translate, unfortunately, and we've talked about this if you're a listener and you've been listening for a long time in previous episodes, that most people translate a good workout in by how hard it was, which is completely wrong. How hard a workout does not dictate how effective a workout was. And when we sit down and we design a program, that's what we're talking about. We're not like, we don't go sit. It's not like this weekend when we all got together and we're designing these programs. We're sitting around going like, oh, bro, do this. And
this
then let's
murder them.
Put that in, and this will get them. Yeah. I mean, that's easy. We could do that. I could do that.
We
didn't need to drive to Reno for fucking 3 days and grind all day long to write a shitty program together. Yeah, yeah. I can write a fucking program that'll break anybody off on this radio station easily. That doesn't take anything. That doesn't take any knowledge.
Yeah.
All that takes is some experience of what I know is a hard ass exercise, and I put a bunch of them together and then post it as like I did it and shoot a video. And then
it's so easy. Here, do some walking lunges, do some jump squats, do some burpees. You're gonna fucking puke. I guarantee it. Is that gonna make you? Is that gonna give you progress? No. Here's the other thing you got to consider. A lot of these fitness celebrities, actually all of them, they're not gonna post their regular workout. They're gonna post a crazy workout that they're doing. And it's a 15-second video. You're not seeing the whole workout. So some of it, or a lot of it's probably manufactured. Now, for those fitness celebrities that actually do work out and follow the crazy routines that they say they do, they are the extreme.
Anomalies.
They're anomalies.
And we have friends that are that. And most, they're freaks, trust me.
And most of you, I hate to break this to you, you know, don't get upset when I say this, but most of you listening are not anomalies. Most of you are regular people, and you follow the anomaly training workout, and you're not going to get Mr. Anomaly's results. You're going to get hurt and burnt out and no results.
And let's be honest,
overtrained and broken.
Less likely hurt, unless you're really old and you have all these postural deviations and issues, and you think you're silly enough to jump into one of these.
If you're young and healthy, you'll just get no results.
Exactly.
And burn out.
If you're young, just stop before they get
hurt. If you're young and healthy, you're more than likely going to get burnt out, or you're going to hit a hard plateau and not know where to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because once you've maxed out your intensity of what you could possibly do, and your body is now adapted to that intensity level, then most people don't know where to go from there.
No.
And anything else is a decrease.
You're redlining, but I need more.
And anything else is a decrease in intensity and a decrease in volume, which ends up giving you less results because you've trained the body now to adapt to that volume and that intensity level.
Exactly. And the inspirational quote part, you know, I don't have a problem with that, but I will say this. Most of the ones I've seen some that are really good, but a lot of them are like, oh, so canned.
Generic.
Like, you got to push through. You got to, you know what it reminds me of?
You guys ever try harder? Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like when I would go when I go watch a fight when I go to the UFC or I watch a fight, and then there's that fucking dude in the back like, just punch him,
dude.
Dude,
why aren't you hitting him?
Just hit him, dude. Yeah. Just hit him. It's like no shit, dude. Yeah. That's the whole fucking point. Yeah. Like you're stupid. Yeah. So when you're giving an inspirational quote, you're like,
oh, why'd you get hit in the face?
Yeah. So when you get those inspirational quotes, like
dodge,
you just gotta work harder, push through. And then you can do it. It's like, all right, yeah, okay. Yeah, we know.
I like when people are clever, when they're clever with them. If you're going to use a quote, you're going to use something like that, like, be clever with it. You know, use it in a clever manner other than just giving the most basic fucking motivational quote that everybody's all heard a million times. Yeah, like, dude, right. Come on, bro. Be original. Just a little bit.
That's it. I guess that's it. Just be original. Try at least to
but
be
it's
original.
Getting crazy, and it's getting even worse because of all these guys see other – now you have these new trainers that are coming by, and they're all just, like, mimicking each other. And they think that, oh, he must be doing so well. He's with this company. He's doing this. So everyone starts.
There is that for sure. Oh, yeah. People just don't have their own original ideas. And, you know, that's pretty typical. I mean, you're going to look at somebody that's successful, has millions of followers. Like, you're just going to try and carbon copy that. I mean, all the supplement companies do the same thing. You know, they see one company that's killing it by, you know, getting all these ambassadors from everywhere to move all their product and keep them at a low percentage and all this. So, you know, they're highly profitable doing that. Somebody did it. I'm going to do it too. And then they're just going to do it till, you know, people figure it out. And then, next thing.
Which goes back to exactly why we're not with the supplement company right now. We're not with the supplement company right now because we have original ideas. We have our integrity.
We actually look into the future. Yeah.
We actually have integrity about things. And as cool as it would be to brand ourselves with a cool supplement company, so that I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about a supplement company, how big they are, what they have, if they're not going to see what we see in the direction of fitness and care about the people the same way that we do.
And we keep finding there's so little people that have like a progressive mind about this, right? Like they're just because it's such a money making machine the way it is. It's going to be really hard for them to adapt to the market. Well, the market's changed already. It's been proven. So get on board.
Do it.
Or get crushed.
Right.
Next qua.
Yes. Mitchell Cochran asks if you agree with Ripto if that the overhead press is more important than the bench press.
I do.
Yeah, it's more functional.
Yeah, that's why I agree. It's more important.
If you're really strong, standing and being able to press a weight above your head, you're going to have more real world strength than if you're really strong, be able to push something off your chest when you're on your back.
That's going to carry over to way more things than.
I mean, football, you can somewhat see just because it's close quarters and you're standing up and you're pressing forward because there's a lot of momentum coming at you and collision. And so that's really the only case I could see where, you know, it's
that
applicable.
Because even that case, like still overhead, standing overhead press is still going to benefit that person.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But, yeah. Strong and mobile shoulders. Yeah. Are going to be superior.
Well, like, I mean, it's really, I mean, because people can say, well, what, the chest isn't functional? No, the chest is functional. You need that kind of strength. But
it's good for beating on, like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, the shoulders are super involved.
Well, if you're comparing one to the other, it's not even close to me. Yeah. I mean, you could go all day long today, actually, and probably not use your chest really much at all. But you are definitely going to use, and not much. You probably are going to use it, incorporate a little bit, but you're going to use your shoulders quite a bit. I think about how often you use your shoulders. Yeah. I mean, use your
it's
shoulders.
Ridiculous how much you use your shoulders.
Yeah, the shoulders are getting utilized a lot more than your chest is, and a lot more frequently. And you may not lift, you may not be able to lift as much over your head as you can obviously bench press off your chest. But when you talk about overall real world strength, which is what we talk about a lot, I mean, I 100% agree with them.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go.
All right, our last question today is from a new forum member.
Okay.
Dirt Megley.
Oh, he's the man.
Dirty. So he has a question. It's a hypothetical. If you have to evacuate your house and you can only take three things besides your family and your pets, you could take your family and your pets, what would those three things be?
Wow. I have evacuate.
We have to say this quickly. Besides, we'll be here all day.
These are obviously materialistic things, right? I mean, our family dogs, stuff like that, are going to be are obvious for everybody, so we can't
right.
pick those.
Well, it could be like pictures or something like nostalgic, right?
Oh, okay. That's exactly what I would. Yeah. I was going to say.
I would say anything that involves like
camera, computer stuff that you have,
the priceless like stuff, the stuff that doesn't really necessarily equate to monetary.
Really though,
because you can always get like
the cloud has got everything.
Well, no,
now.
There's some pictures and stuff that are old that I have.
Yeah.
On the walls that are not saved anymore. Well,
or like this baseball I have from
you got three. Okay,
the World Series.
I want
A's.
Three from everybody. There's your baseball. There's baseball. You better name one.
Listen,
picture.
I just have to
pictures.
Explain what it is because it's awesome.
Okay,
go.
Okay,
so
go.
It's this baseball. I got baseball. It signed by Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, like everybody on that team. So
that's cool.
That's definitely like
that's definitely going with.
Okay, yeah, that's one.
It what's so funny is it totally would have been my guitar. But that got stolen when I moved into my house anyway. So there you go.
Those motherfuckers.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was so pissed about that. Yeah. So those two, and then shit. What else? I really don't care, man. You'll go up in flames. I'll create it again.
It's true because like my house got maybe a year or two ago. My house got burglarized, and whoever the asshole is, and I hope you're listening, I'm going to kill you one day if I find you, he or she, probably he, stole a bunch of shit, right? But the thing that really hurt the most was they took, we had some gold, not gold like bricks or anything, but jewelry from my baptism when I was a kid, from my wife's baptism, from my kid. Man. These are things you can't replace. And it wasn't the monetary aspect. I could give a shit about that. That, and then we also had a camera that we had never uploaded to our computer. And there were all these photos on there. And a lot of the photos were of us with my mother-in-law who had passed away. And so we'd never get those back. Those are the things that mean something to you. I could care less about the monetary shit that gets replaced. You have insurance or whatever. Or it's not that important. It's the stuff you can't replace.
Right.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because it's been a while since we've made me an asshole. So here.
so here we go.
My quads and
I'd take my penis pump.
The quad would
Xbox.
The quad would burn up. I know. I'm gonna have materialistic things. Fuck. I hate to say it. Well, first of all, so I can cover my ass on this, all my pictures that mean a lot to me because that would mean are all up in the cloud. I mean, they're
even good. Your nudes of you.
Yeah. No, they're up there. They're up there. Ooh. In the cloud. So all my photos are up in the cloud, so they would be safe and protected.
You're
so I don't
a hacker,
have to worry about
give
that.
Me a call.
If I couldn't take all my watches, then I would, and those don't count as a single thing, and I had to count them individually. I would take my Daytona. I'd take the most expensive one. I guess if I can only pick one of them, I'm going to take out. Otherwise, I'm taking my watch winder box with all my watches with me. I'm going to grab my personal safe. And I'm going to grab my keys to my SS and take my Camaro out of there and get the fuck out. So those would be...
you know what, though?
I forgot my truck, but that's not inside
but
the house. So.
But
that's in my garage.
But the Camaro, the Camaro thing's not really... That's not a material thing. That's...
If the house burns on fire, it's burning my Camaro.
No, what I mean, I'm defending you.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to chill, bro. I got your back.
Okay, get my back here. I like
Your car is... It's a 68... Super Sport.
You better save that. Bitch.
Yeah, it's not like just a Camaro you just bought yesterday. I mean, this is a car that is a kind of a collector. You don't want that shit to burn. Where are you gonna get another one?
No, you can't. You won't. And and each one of my watches have actually sentimental value to me. I think we've talked about this. I think I've talked about this on the show before. But
it's like milestones, right?
Yeah. Each one of my watches I purchased at an important time in my life and something that I accomplished, and they each represent something. So. They mean a lot to me for sure. So I would those things. I would, and then obviously my safe because there's fucking money in there.
Oh yeah,
so.
And then all my trophies. Whoops.
But that's too many.
I have. I don't have that many hands,
dude. I have a. I don't even. Mine are like buried in a fucking. Do you still have trophies?
I actually have them all in like this box.
I have them in a box.
It's hilarious. You know what I have?
Can we the 24 ones,
dude? I have.
So do I get a box? We should bring them here sometime.
We should.
You know
stack
what?
Them up.
I want to see you guys more.
Oh, see,
you were there longer than me.
No, I won't have more. I definitely will
have more, but I'll bring all my sports accomplishments.
Why are you talking? Why'd you look at me when you said sports?
because I know that, you know,
Let's compare apples to apples.
Hey. Dude, I have boxes and boxes of awards from 24/7.
Oh, I don't have that many.
Of placards and awards, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, I got rid of all the plaques, and so I have all the glass trophies I've kept.
Yeah, that's the only ones I kept.
Yeah,
did you get the $1 million ring?
No, they don't do that for personal trainers. That was only for sales. Mm. Yeah.
They only get, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got to go to Hawaii. They stopped doing that when I came here.
They used to give a Rolex watch out. That was the big thing for being the number one personal trainer. And then I got promoted to be an FM. They gave it out to the fitness manager. My first year that I was on pace for that, they took that away, which is what stemmed the whole
Rolex. You know why they did that, right? Just to fuck with you.
Oh, of course they did. Yeah. Of course they did. Well, it drove me and motivated me to make the most money I'd made yet at that point in my life at that time, for sure.
Doug, you missed one question up there, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
You did?
I lied about the last one.
What?
There is one more question from Jason Ten Smith.
Ask away.
He asks, what do you guys feel about a company like Onnit?
Onnit. Well,
probably our
I
favorite,
like them.
Probably one of our favorite supplements.
Before we say anything, I want to be very clear. This is 100% true. We have zero affiliation because we all have talked about this company in the past. And so we're going to say some good things. And usually we talk shit, but we have zero affiliation with them. We just like them. Yeah. They actually are legit.
Well, let's talk about why, because of the direction that they're going and where they're about,
right. It's how they started, right? I feel like they started with a mission to have that transparency, and they actually pay for studies and do these sorts of things
exactly.
In addition to just having a quality product.
They got a double blind placebo controlled study for their Alpha Brain, for example. It got published. It was peer reviewed. And they did that to give themselves, you know, backing to their product. They also their products are based off of, you know, natural ingredients, wholesome ingredients, nothing crazy, but these are like, you know, things that actually work, that have been shown to work, and in doses that work. And they have a lot of credibility, a lot of integrity. I even heard I don't know the guy's name, but I think he was the CEO or the creator.
Aubrey Marcus, I think.
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
I heard him talking on, what show was it?
Joe's?
It might have been Joe's or Fighter and the Kid. And right away when he's talking, I could tell the guy is very passionate about making quality products. I personally only have experience using two of their products. So from my personal experience, I've used the Alpha Brain, which you guys know, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently purchased the Shroom Tech. But I haven't. I've only used it once, so I can't really comment on that.
Right.
But I did look at the science supporting a lot of their supplements.
Well, I've actually bought, you know, some of their exercise equipment. Like they have Mace balls. I mean, it's just the thing is, it's like
they're
totally
the same
not
wavelength.
Affiliated with them. But like, yeah, it's like they see it like we see it. As far as like for even from my perspective, like bringing these sort of ancient practices back and trying to establish this. More health, wellness, performance, everything kind of blended together feel, which is really where the industry needs to go. And we don't really highlight companies or talk great about companies, which I would love it if we could do that more often. There's just not a lot of them.
Well, here's the deal.
Well, plus I like to get paid.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. It's like,
well, I'm going to stroke you off to somebody and send all our listeners.
Point.
It'd be nice to get paid for that, but we're not,
and it's okay.
At the end of the day, though, it's not. We will definitely say good things about a company.
Especially when someone asks us. Someone asks us a question like that, the first thing we're going to tell you is, it's a product that we either use or we support or stand by. And if it's one that we don't, we'll say why we don't. You know, I definitely think that we've always kept it real and raw here.
Yeah.
It's
balanced, though, because we've been talking a lot of trash about some certain companies and whatnot. And there are ones like Onnit out there that are one of the only ones.
But in reality, people have to understand, too, why we don't go around just searching that to tell everybody everything like that. Because it's at one point, MindPump has to be able to generate revenue to afford to be sending everybody that way, too.
Oh, so absolutely.
You know, but if someone asks us a question about some of that, 100%, we're going
to we'll be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with that, please subscribe to Mind Pump, leave us a 5-star rating, and review.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.